Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. I'm joined today by Courtney Guerrieri. She's the Executive Director of the Central Westmoreland Habitat for Humanity. Thanks for jumping on today, Courtney.
Thanks, Jennifer. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you guys do such great work, and it really needs to be recognized. And that's why I wanted to take an entire show dedicated to habitat so people understand what it is, what you do, what your funding sources are, how they can help, how they can donate, and really make a difference in people's lives. So let's start by talking a little bit about you. So where did you grow up, your education, and then eventually we want to hear how you ended up at Habitat.
Oh, thank you. I grew up here in southwestern Pennsylvania in a little town called Harmony, and I'm a graduate of Greensburg Central Catholic, and then went on to get my communications degree from Seton Hill. So stayed in this area my entire life. I came about to Central Westmoreland Habitat by a fluke, completely honest. I was working for the Westmoreland County Chamber of Commerce, and I was completely happy working there as their director of membership. And a friend of mine had mentioned that Habitat for Humanity was looking for a new executive director and that I should send my resume in. And I thought, well, I'm not really looking for a new job, but what the heck? I'll give it a try. I'll just send my resume in. And I did that. And lo and behold, here I am 3 years later as the executive director. So, yeah, it was a total fluke. And I'm completely excited and happy about it that I did send my resume in, because I absolutely love what I'm doing here. I love Habitat's work. I love the mission. I love all the people that we're ha helping. And it's just a really, really good program that I'm so honored and happy to be a part of.
It certainly didn't hurt, though, that you were coming from the Chamber of Commerce, which meant you probably had every connection in the world, or at least in Westmoreland County by the time you came. I mean, I would say you were a jackpot for them.
I don't know about that, but yeah, the chamber definitely is was a plus in my background, I'm sure. You got to give credit to the chamber. They do a phenomenal job for all the businesses in the county for sure.
And so you've been here 3 years. So that would have been about a year after the COVID-19 pandemic hit. The world was opening back up when you came. Tell us what Habitat in central Westmoreland looked like when you got there. Were there staff? Were there projects going on? Or had all that stalled because of the pandemic?
Yeah, so there was staff. We have a very small staff, but there was staff. Most of, well, not most, all of our building projects, house building projects, were put on hold. Habitat for Humanity International came down during the pandemic and said, we need to stop all building because, the pandemic. What was happening? What do we do? What are the rules? What are the regulations? We were kind of and Habitat was kind of, just like everyone else was, taking it day by day. And what, how do you figure out what to do during this type of scenario? So they did tell everyone to stop their builds for the time being, just to keep everyone safe. So there were no builds going on during that time period. We do have a Restore in Greensburg, and that was shut down for a small period of time as well. So when I came on board, that was around 2020, 2021. We were just starting to pick back up, opening our Restore and starting our builds back up. So we were kind of in the process of just ramping back up. And so getting that process all started, getting our volunteers all back, getting some of our contractors that we work with back, and starting all of those processes up again was where we were at when I kind of came into the role of executive director. So it was kind of like a startup, if you will, for me. because everything was on hold.
And you had to kind of get it rolling again and figure out how you're going to get these projects up and running. There are people who are counting on you, right?
Yeah, exactly. We had to get everything back up and running. Our home build projects, believe it or not, were stopped for a year, year and a half. So what does that look like from a construction standpoint? We had homes that were out there that were maybe just a foundation or a foundation with a frame on it, or that were under roof but still had some things in the house that needed to be done. So it was a process of taking inventory and where we were in the process of those home builds and what was the number one priority for each of those builds to get them where they needed to be and up and running. So it was a lot of startup and where are our priorities and where do we need to go to get the houses where they needed to be. And, inspection wise, as far as construction work goes, was this time off, was this downtime going to affect our inspections for the homes and the permits that we had and the requirements that we had, through the building aspect of things? Was that going to affect those building permits and the inspections? And how was that going to look? So there was a lot that we had to look at as far as the building side goes for those homes.
I can't imagine. I mean, and you know, there's a learning curve to any job, but this was probably a pretty steep learning curve because it was a post-pandemic world. It wasn't as easy as, you know, just coming into this job normally, I think. And then also reconnecting with the volunteer base, reconnecting with the donor base. What was that like?
Yeah, it was a learning curve, because again, there's no handbook for how to work in this type of situation. And then, the volunteers and our staff are huge for us, especially on the home builds. Most of our houses that we do are built with volunteers, and we have a large base of volunteers that help us on those home builds. But when the pandemic hit, there was no building going on. And then when we were able to start building again, some of those volunteers were a little bit leery about getting back out there and being around other people, which is understandable, right? Because no one really knew what's the right direction to go. Can they be around people? Can they not be around people? Do we have to have masks on? Do we not have to have masks on? Like, it's this big whirlwind of what can we not do? So unfortunately, we did lose some volunteers. So that puts a damper on our building and how much we can get done in a certain time frame when you lose a good amount of volunteers. So we had to look at that and take that into consideration in our timelines that we had placed for building homes and getting them done in a certain timeline. So, regrouping with the volunteers that were willing to come back and wanted to come back. We did have a lot of volunteers who were ready. They're like, come on, we want to get back and start building these houses. We're tired of sitting in our homes and not being able to do anything. But then we did have another group who were like, no, we still want to be safe. We're not ready to get back out there, which is absolutely fine and understandable. But as time goes on, we have those volunteers who are now coming back and ready to, be out there and building the homes. So, it was a big juggling act to look at who we have coming back, who we don't have coming back, where can we put all of the people that we have coming back and get things done in the correct timeline that we need to get the houses done.
I mean, it's just a wonderful thing. So, why don't you can you give us an example of some projects that you're working on now?
Yeah, so we are working on one major project right now. And I say it's major because it is a complete brand new home build from the ground up. It's on Harrison Avenue in Greensburg. And we're building this house from the ground up. Like I said, the foundation, the framing, the roofing, everything. It's a brand new house that's going up. We do have the house framed and under roof. We're in the process of working on the inside of the house now. All the drywall is up and we're working on the inside. We're getting ready to start doing some of the painting on the inside. So it's coming along. Our hope is to have the home completed by midsummer, and have the family in there by mid to end of the summer this year.
Wow. Tell us how do you find these families, Courtney?
So a lot of it is word of mouth, just letting the general population know that Habitat for Humanity, Central Westmoreland Habitat, is here in the community. And we service the lower income families who can't get a normal conventional mortgage from banks, so that we are another option for them. And they can complete one of our applications for our houses. Our applications are on our website, or they can come into our ReStore and get our application and complete that application. And then that starts the process of family selection with us. But it's really just word of mouth at this point.
Wow. And they apply, they go through an application process, a screening process. How does that work?
Yeah, so they go through an application process with us. They fill out the application, and then we hold on to the applications. And we really like to try to, if we have a family that's applying that has school-age children, we really like to try, if the family is willing, to keep the family in the school district that their children are already in. It just makes it easier for the children, rather than having to pull them out of the school district they're in and put them in another school district. Sometimes families are like, no, we don't care. If you have a house in another school district that fits us, that's fine. If not, we'll go wherever. Some are very adamant that they prefer to stay in the school district that their kids are in, and that's understandable too. Sometimes that can be wreak a little bit of havoc on the kids, and we understand that. So that's one of the first questions we always like to ask the families, if they want to stay in the current school district their children are in. And then we have to look at, the demographics of the family versus the house that we are currently working on. The number of bedrooms versus the number of children that are in the family. There are specific guidelines we have to follow as far as putting two children in a bedroom, if it's two boys or two girls, or a girl and a boy, and the ages. We have to follow some guidelines as far as the number of bedrooms go. So we have to look at that. And then we do a screening process as far as, background checks and credit checks and things along those lines, to start the process with them. And then the family has to be willing to put in sweat equity hours with us. Sweat equity hours are actual hours that the family has to put in working on the home. They're usually about 350 hours that they actually have to work on the home themselves, on their own home. And if they are unable to work on the home, they can have family and friends that put in those hours for them, or they are also able to work at our ReStore and put those hours in at the ReStore as well. They also have to be able to have the ability to repay a mortgage, because at the end of the day, when the house is done, there is a mortgage on the house that they pay off. What on the terms, when we go to closing, we have a mortgage term, just like a conventional mortgage. If you went to a regular bank, they do have a mortgage on their home. We're not giving away free houses. There is a mortgage on the house. And then they have to have a need for a house, right? We're not just giving houses away to anyone. So that's kind of the process that we go through in a nutshell. There's a little bit more to it, but for sake of time, that's the nutshell version of our process.
It's amazing. Courtney Guerrieri is the executive director of the Central Westmoreland Habitat for Humanity. We are really excited to continue to talk to her about fundraising efforts, how people can get involved. So stay with us. We'll talk about that right after the break.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, talking today with Courtney Guerreri. She's the executive director of the Central Westmoreland Habitat for Humanity. And you are just a wealth of knowledge. I mean, I'm very impressed. 3 years on the job, and you seem like you've been doing this your entire life. I can't imagine the rules, the regulations, all the processes that you go through. And I just don't think people realize that. You know, they're like, oh, people get together and donate this stuff and they build houses for people who need them. But I mean, the building process and the interview process and the screening for the families, you know, you've gone into great detail about that, which is amazing. But at the same time, there is a process for recruiting volunteers too. And I think you need people with all sorts of skills and talents, because I would imagine that you're trying to keep the cost down of construction, right? So you're always looking for strategic partners in this process.
Yes, correct. Absolutely. So one of the ways that we do keep the cost down, which in turn keeps the cost of the mortgage down for the partner families at the end, is by having our volunteers build the homes. So we do like to partner with businesses or people who have some knowledge of construction or building homes or electric work or plumbing work to help us come in and do that work. So we do have a core group of volunteers who have a good background in construction and who are with us on all of our builds, who can teach anyone pretty much any part of the build whenever they're there. So if you have no building experience whatsoever, no construction experience, it's okay. We will still take you if you want to volunteer. We will teach you how to hang drywall, or we will teach you how to put an electrical outlet in. I have been taught many things on how to build a house that I did not know how to do. So we will teach anyone. But for people who do want to partner with us, who may have that background and want to help us, we are very grateful for that, for them, and would actually ask them to come and reach out and come and help us, because they're the ones who help us keep the cost down for the families at the end of the day. So if there's anyone who does have that type of background that wants to, that may be a retired person that's looking for something to do during the days, that want to come and spend some time with us, we would absolutely encourage them to reach out and come and volunteer with us.
And that is just, it's just so imperative that people continue to help and, you know, get this process started, because the need is there. So how many requests do you get? Is it like an overwhelming amount, or is it pretty selective? How does that work?
It's very overwhelming. I currently right now have probably about 64 to 66 applications on my desk for homes. And unfortunately, I don't have the ability to build 66 homes in a year for sure. We usually are building like one new home and maybe two or three rehabbed homes a year. So, you know, I'm definitely getting way more applications than I have the ability to build homes. So the need for volunteers and more crews of volunteers to build the homes is there, versus how many applications I'm getting in a year. There's definitely a need for housing for lower income families who have the ability to pay a mortgage and have the ability to keep a home and be in a home, and but maybe just can't get a conventional mortgage for whatever reason. But we just got to figure out a way to get these homes up for them so that they can get in the homes.
How do you find the property?
Different ways, honestly. Some of our properties have come from the land bank, the Westmoreland County Land Bank. We've partnered with them, and we've been very lucky that we've gotten a few properties from them. We've also had a few homes that have been donated to us out of the kindness of people. When people donate homes to us, they do get a fair market value tax write-off from us that they can use when filing their taxes. And that is a case where maybe someone receives a home, a family member may have passed away, and they received a home in, as an inheritance, and they're not going to live in the home. They don't want to fix the home up. So they think, oh, you know what? Let me give it, donate it to Habitat. So that's what happens. They donate the house to us, and we give them a tax write-off that they can file with their taxes for the fair market value of the house. And then we take on the responsibility of fixing the home up, rehabbing it, and then it becomes a home for one of our Habitat families. We've had that happen a few times. We've also had it happen where someone will buy a home. Their thought process is they're going to fix the home up and flip it. And then they realize, wow, it takes a whole heck of a lot to flip a house. And they just get in over their head. So they contact us and say, this is way too much for me. I don't want to have to deal with it. Can I give you the house, donate it to you? And yeah, absolutely. We'll take the house, give them the tax write-off for the fair market value. We will rehab it, finish it, and give it to one of our partner families as a home.
Isn't that wonderful? How about financing? Do you finance or do you raise the money? You know, when you say there's a mortgage, do you work with a lender? How does that work?
We are the lender. We are actually all of our partner families' lenders. We are the bank in essence. We do not finance through another bank. We are the bank itself. So we do all of the financing and all writing of the mortgage and everything along those lines. There have been a few mortgages where we will work or partner with a bank and they will take over the mortgage after the closing. But for the most part, all of our partner families' mortgages are done and through us, and we hold the note, we hold the mortgages, and all of our partner families pay us.
Wonderful. Now, to raise this money, to become a little bank, so to speak, you have to raise money. And I know you have a gala coming up in April. Can you tell us about that?
We do. We have our annual Home is Where the Heart Is Gala coming up. It's on Saturday, April 20th. It's at Strategos Banquet Center in North Huntington. And this is our annual gala that we hold every year. It's a pretty big event that we hold with the hopes of raising funds to build more houses, basically, for all of those 64 applications that I have sitting on my desk. So we have this event. It's a really, really fun event. The doors open at 5:30, and we have hors d'oeuvres and a sit-down dinner. We have a whole bunch of raffles, basket raffles, 50-50s, different prizes. We've added in a silent auction this year, which is something different we've never done before. So we're excited about that. And we're kind of known for our grand prize drawing at this event. The grand prize is there's three doors, and you buy a key or as many keys as you would like for the doors. And at the end of the evening, everyone who buys a key gets to go up to the doors and try your key in each of the doors. And if your key opens the door, you get the prize behind the door. So it's a pretty fun evening. Everyone has a good time. It's for a good cause for us to build more houses. And there's really, really great prizes. And it's a fun night. And we always enjoy it. And we'll have, you actually get to hear from one of our partner families this year. We'll have one of our partner families will be speaking and telling her story and how being a partner family with Central Westmoreland Habitat has changed her life. Literally from where she came from and where she is now, and how what a difference being a partner family has meant to her and changed the trajectory of her life.
Gotta have a good story in there because stories are always
Absolutely.
about people, so
Yes.
it's fantastic. And then, if people want to sponsor the gala or donate, where can they buy the tickets?
They can go right to our website. There's a specific page set up, and that website is www.cwhfh.org/gala. And everything is right on that page. You can see all of the different sponsorship levels. You can buy individual tickets. You can buy some, there's a pre-sale package on there that you can buy some tickets for some of the prizes and everything. So everything is right on our website. You can go there and check it all out.
Awesome. And then I want to plug the Restore again. So why don't you tell people where it is and what kind of things that they can find in the Restore?
Our Restore is located off of Donahue Road in the WOW Outlets. We are kind of like a thrift store where anyone can come to the Restore and drop off anything that they would like to donate to our store. We accept anything from dressers and furniture and office furniture. Chairs, tables, plumbing supplies, construction material, lighting, you name it, we pretty much take it. And then we then resell the items to the general public, and all of the funds that we make here on the sale of the items go into building the homes for our partner families. So it's a nice little side fundraiser that we have. That helps us build the homes as well.
It is. It's a wonderful thing. So anyone can go in it, right? It's you can go and buy whatever you want.
Anyone is welcome to come here to the Restore. Absolutely.
That's great. And volunteers are always welcome to work at that store too, I would imagine, right?
Yes, absolutely. We always are looking for volunteers here at the Restore. There's a lot to do here on a daily basis. The Restore is open Wednesdays through Saturdays from 10 to 5. And we're always looking for volunteers here to help with pricing and tagging and loading cars and unloading cars. So, yeah, if you want to come volunteer here at the Restore, we would love to have you.
Awesome. Hey, I just want to thank you so much. Courtney Guerrieri is the executive director of the Central Westmoreland Habitat for Humanity. You've been a wonderful guest, a wealth of knowledge, and I really hope that people hear this, get involved, donate, come to your gala. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jennifer, for having me. I appreciate it.
If you have an idea for the show, please contact WHJB. This show airs every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. on WHJB. I'm Jennifer Mealy. Thanks for listening.